In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we have the octave day of the feast of Saint Joseph. And Saint Joseph was, of course, the head and provider for the Holy Family, and thus not only protector of the Church, but all the families on earth as well. And I'll tell you today about a saint who in his life won the bad example of his parents because he was denied a Christian home. His name is Saint Pachomius, and he's commemorated today in ancient calendars. And he's important saint in the history of the Church because Saint Pachomius was the first who drew up a monastic rule in writing. He was born about the year in Roman Empire, about the year 292, just when the last and the most fierce persecutions of Christians were starting. And his parents were pagans, and very evil and idolatrous pagans, to say. And Saint Pachomius, as a child, was educated to get into their blind superstition, and also made to study all secret and occult sciences, which were meant for glorifying the devil instead of God. So he had a very bad start for his life, but nevertheless, even in his infancy, he was always very meek and modest, and he had an innate aversion to the evil ceremonies which his parents and other infidels used to worship their pagan idols. When he was about 20 years of age, Saint Pachomius was pressed by the Roman officials to join the emperor's troops in the army called the Legion, or the Roman Legion. He was then, with several other recruits, put on a board on a ship to a city named Thebes, in which there also lived many, many Christians. And when the soldiers got to this city, they met these true disciples of Christ, the Christians. And the soldiers, Pachomius among them, were amazed because the Christians, of which they had heard so many evil things, they sought every opportunity of relieving and comforting all those who were in distress. And the Christians were moved with compassion towards the soldiers, who were kept close confined and were very ill-treated. The Christians of this city showed these pagan soldiers the same tenderness as if they had been their own children. They took all possible care of them and supplied them generously with money and necessaries. You can imagine how great impact this charity which the Christians showed made to young Pachomius, who had had not these great and charitable things from his parents. And Pachomius then started to ask, who were these pious and charitable benefactors of his and other soldiers? And he heard that they were the one who believed in Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, and who also believed in the hope of a reward in the world to come, and they worked tirelessly to do good to all mankind. Pachomius found kindled in his heart a great love of such a holy religion, and he got an ardent desire of serving the God whom these good men, the Christians, adored. In the city of Thebais, where he was stationed, there was a Christian church, and there Pachomius entered his name among the catechumens. And having gone through the usual course of instructions and practices with great attention and fervor, he received the baptism. Pachomius then began seriously to consider how he should most faithfully fulfill the obligations of a Christian and attain to the great end of salvation which he longed for. And he heard that there was a venerable old man named Palemon who served God in the desert in great perfection. Pachomius sought him out and with great eager earnestness begged to live under his direction. So he became a monk, a hermit, or what they were then called, hermits, who dedicated their lives to God, and to destroy the very roots of all his inner passions, St. Pachomius wanted to progress in humility and meekness. He prayed often with his arms stretched out in the form of a cross, and which posture was then much used in the church. He also received from an angel who appeared to him certain instructions relating to a monastic life, and then about the year 325 he and Palemon built a little cell, and Palemon died shortly thereafter, and that left Pachomius in charge of this community. This little community experienced enormous growth, and Pachomius received first his own eldest brother John, and after his death many others, so that he enlarged his monastery, and the number of his monks in a short time amounted to 100. Their clothing was of rough linen, and that of St. Pachomius himself often a hair cloth. He did lots of penance because he wanted to progress in perfection, and passed 15 whole years without ever lying down, taking his short rest sitting on a stone. He allowed himself the least time which was necessary to sleep, because he wished he could have been able to use all his moments in the exercises of spiritual things. Finally, by the advice of a bishop named Serapium, Pachomius was ordained a lector so that he could preach in the nearby village church. And in this function, as a preacher, he appeared like an angel rather than a man. He converted many infidels and those who held false doctrines, but he could never be induced by his bishop to receive the holy order of priesthood. He wanted to serve, to spend all his life in servitude of God's church and its bishops. What a great saint we have today to commemorate, especially remembering his background. You children are very blessed to have received a blessing of a good education, which was denied of St. Pachomius, and the blessing and example of good parents, something which was also denied from St. Pachomius. When you listen and pay attention to your parents' and teachers' instruction, God uses them in teaching you the true way of pleasing Him. And if God, in His wisdom, has denied anyone who listens this the blessing of faithful and God-fearing parents, let him also draw consolation from St. Pachomius. Even though his parents were evil, how great blessing they received from God in the form of a son who became a hermit, a Christian, and spent all those countless moments of praying from them. The son of idolatrous parents answered God's grace and converted, Pachomius mortified his body and saved his soul. In the end, this designation of God's holy will was daily said by this great saint, and we may also join to this great prayer of his. God, creator of heaven and earth, cast on me an eye of pity. Deliver me from my miseries. Teach me the true way of pleasing you, and it shall be the whole employment and most earnest study of my life to serve you and to do your will. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.